right now, we're going to pause for just a moment for our memorial, I think, if we're hearing Ray OK and 5NAVK, 5As and K.
Pretty good line. I don't hear it all, but yeah, and I have a storm coming in according to radar, but anyway, we'll try to have it, over.
Okay, if you don't think the storm will get you, we'll turn it over to you then, K5As and K.
Radar, and I went out and looked. It looks like it's a little way off. I hope we'll get rain out of it. Anyway, this is N5NAV with a memorial for Roy Maurice Costello, W50Z. I met him once in the Dallas area. Great guy. Okay, in loving memory of Roy Maurice Costello, who died peacefully on August the 9th. He was a retired pharmacist. He was born in Paducah, Arkansas, but spent his childhood in Spur, Texas. He married Mary Novalti, who he met in college, and they celebrated 71 years of marriage this year. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy from the University of Texas in 1943. He was a recipient of Citation of Achievement from Texas. Sorry about that, this is N5NAV. Okay, his hobbies included amateur radio. He is tech licensed with the SEC since 1953. He was a member of the old timers amateur radio club and quarter century wireless association. I'm sure he advanced from the technical license in order to get on HF. He loves fishing and making rods and reels for himself and others. He had a special talent for designing and flying model airplanes. His values were enjoying a simple life, which included loving his wife, Mary, spending time with small brown chihuahua, Willie, talking on his ham radio with friends every morning, and visiting with his extended family of nieces and nephews. He has especially enjoyed the homemade cakes his sister-in-law, Harriet, brought to his home often. We will miss his wonderful stories and his favorite jokes. He was lovingly cared for at his home for the last 3 years by Beatrice Lalong. He bragged she was a very good cook and especially enjoyed his Friday dinner, which her special pancake. He felt so lucky to spend his time in his den watching TV and playing solitaire. His favorite deck of cards were worn very thin. He is preceded in death by his father, Marcus H. Costello, and his mother, Ann Pearl Miller Costello. He is survived by his wife, Mary Costello, brother John Joe Costello of Pasadena, Texas, sister-in-law Frances Nowotny of Corsicana, Texas, Harriet Nowotny, Enos, Texas, and Evelyn Nowotny, Waxahachie, Texas, and lots of nieces and nephews. At this time, we'll have scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This time we'll have a word of prayer for the family. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for the friendship. And we just pray that you'll go with this family today, Lord. We pray that you'll go with him during this time. We just lift Roy up to you, and we remember him as a friend and a ham radio operator. We pray, Lord, especially for those that are still missing him. We just pray that you'll lift them up and give them strength during this time. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen. Okay, Joanne, back to you in 5 and 8.